steht auf für Jesus, nun kommt das Kämpferheer. Erhebt im frohen Glauben sein heiliges Reich von ihr, bis jeder Feind geschlagen und Christus ist der Herr. Von Sieg zu neuen Siegen führt er sein treues Heer. Steht auf für Jesus, ihr gottgeweihten Narren, erhebt das Siegesbanner, denn Jesus, ja, er muss Sieger sein. Steht auf für Jesus, folgt dem Posaunenton, hinaus aufs Feld der Ehre, mit euch ist Gottes Sohn. Nichts darf den Mut euch lähmen, den Gottes Geist entfacht, der euch zu Überwindern im Kampf des Glaubens macht. Steht auf für Jesus, ihr gottgeweihten Narren, erhebt das Siegesbanner, denn Jesus, ja, er muss Sieger sein. Steht auf für Jesus, in seiner Kraft allein. Vertrauet nicht dem Fleische, traut keinem fremden Schein. Legt an die Geistesrüstung mit Wachen und Gebet. Als Streiter Jesu Christi für ihn im Felde steht. Steht auf für Jesus, ihr gottgeweihten Narren, erhebt das Siegesbanner, denn Jesus, ja, er muss Sieger sein. Steht auf für Jesus, nun wird es nicht mehr lang. Bald folgt dem Schlachtgetümmel der helle Siegessang. Und dem, der überwindet, winkt dort die Lebenskron. Ja, herrschen mit dem König wird er auf seinem Thron. Steht auf für Jesus, ihr gottgeweihten Narren, erhebt das Siegesbanner, denn Jesus, ja, er muss Sieger sein.
Ganz herzlich grüße ich euch.
Heartfelt greetings to all of you in the name of the Lord. In particular, all in Switzerland. The last Sunday of a month since 50 years is known as the Zurich Sunday. In all these 55 years, I ministered to the Lord, carrying His Word. And the first countries which I traveled to were Switzerland and Austria. And God has opened hearts and doors so that also all the other countries could be reached. And we are grateful to the Lord. Ezra said, Every last Sunday in the past 50 years was a Zurich Sunday. In the first 28 years, the last Sunday, I started here in Krefeld, 7 o'clock in the morning. I drove by car 650 kilometers to Zurich. There I preached the sermon and then I returned back to Krefeld again. And at around 11 o'clock at night, I reached here. But then came the time where the weekend flights were very cheap. And then I redeemed the time and I flew there. So we are greeting all of you worldwide. And I asked my brothers in Switzerland to give us a word for the introduction, to write us. And Brother Baumgartner, he wrote us a short word of introduction. And I would like that our beloved brother Alfred Borg reads this word of greeting now, and that he prays then with us. Please. I also would like to greet you all very warmly, not only in Zurich, in Switzerland, but worldwide, greeting all brothers and sisters who are joining us via the internet and who hear with us this word observation. So to say, as the word of introduction, a word of greeting now of our beloved brother Baumgartner, addressed to all of us. He writes here, dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, despite of the corona situation, today is a very special day. It's still the day of salvation, the day of grace. But the day of the Lord comes. It's at the door. We are very grateful to the Lord that He has given us the word of the hour as a seed into our hearts. May the full salvation of Calvary be manifested today in our lives. We are grateful for the precious time of preparation. May this sermon today also serve for the purpose that we lay all burdens to the feet of the Lord, so that nobody anymore needs to walk forward with a heavy load, but that everyone can go out freely. With the precious word of God from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we greet all brothers and sisters in the faith from Switzerland. In verse 23, 24, and 28, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, and He Himself, the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. As a comfort, we may have this goal before us. God's never-ending grace, may it be for time and for eternity, be with all bright souls worldwide. We pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for this Sunday afternoon. Bless all who are listening, who are watching worldwide, also in Switzerland, in Zurich. We thank you for this precious word which we heard already. You are faithful in all your doings. We trust that you will bless us now through your word, that you will speak to us personally. We thank you that you will do it. Bless our brother. Bless all who are listening and who are watching. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much. We are, of course, joined in the Lord from all peoples and tongues and nations. But Switzerland, that's one has to say, also for me and for my ministry, it has a special meaning. It was, of course, in June 1955 when Brother Branham had the meetings in Switzerland. And there, he has seen a vision how the German eagle carried the message through Africa. And it's just in me, it remained in me, that from the very beginning we were joined in the Lord and we will remain joined. Also, this remark I may now make here. Whether our country, Switzerland or Austria, together we have a portion in this ministry. Switzerland, Austria and Germany, we carry together the worldwide mission work. And God has blessed and he has taken care for everything. To him be the glory for it. All the other countries, all brothers in all cities, they have their task. But we have the common task to carry the last message into all the world and to serve the people of God, to tell them what the Holy Spirit has to say now unto the church. For me, dear brothers and sisters, it's of course very unusual. Since 68 years, I was on every Good Friday, at Easter, at Pentecost, on all these days, I was in meetings. And now, already 3 months, we have behind us without meetings. And as I feel, most surely, You can think of how I feel. All my life consisted of it. To go from city to city, to preach the word, and to have meetings, gatherings. And I look back to all these years, more than 8,000 sermons I preached, and we are really very grateful with all our hearts that He has led it in such a way. Now, concerning this time in which we arrived, brothers and sisters, we are really very we arrived at the end of the end time. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, as our Lord also foretold that there will come pestilences. And we see everything is taking its course. The global warming, the climate change, everything is taking its course. And if we look to Israel, then we see also there, everything is taking its course, as it was foretold us in Bible prophecy. Now, concerning the meetings, dear brothers and sisters, we cannot go into details of the regulations. We can still have, we cannot have meetings with 2 meter distance, perhaps with a mask over the face. This is impossible. There are biblical regulations which don't permit any distance. Just think of to a consecration of a marriage. If there is a marriage consecration, then we cannot have a 2 meter distance and then from afar to consecrate. This is, of course, impossible. And if there is a child dedication, then it's, of course, written, our Lord took the children into His arms and blessed them. Of course, not from a distance. And if you think of the water baptism, then it's of course written in the book of Acts, and both went into the water and He baptized him. And if you then think of the Lord's Supper, it was passed on and on. And all participated of it. It remains that we have to fulfill all the laws, yes. But that what God has commanded in His Word is above every human declaration or regulation. We thank the Lord, and we hope that in the next 3 months it will have become different, and that we then can come together again and sing together our songs, praying together and hearing the Word together and experiencing together the presence of God. May especially all the translators be blessed. Also, Brother Herbert Laumer in Zurich, all who are joining there, may they be blessed. Brother Jean Lambert and all brothers who are translating everywhere, and also today who are here today to translate. All together we have 15 languages in which is being translated simultaneously, and we thank the Lord for it, that His Word, the last message, the last call is reaching the ends of the earth by His grace. And we may say it to the glory of God. 174 countries of the 193 countries which exist are directly connected. They're hearing and watching and are experiencing now what God is doing right now by grace. And all who are acquainted with this ministry, you know what I said already at the end of last year. I said, I planned no journey anymore, but I spoke out these words, what Simeon said, Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the salvation of God. Mine eyes have seen the preached word, have heard it. The whole world, I could experience it, how God opened all these doors and opening all the hearts. And we believe that also all the other countries are looked after who are not yet among the 174. The Lord calls out from all peoples and tongues and nations. I did my part. In the meantime, I became old. And I thanked the Lord. And I told him, I give now to you. Complete your work now with your blood-bought multitude. I repeatedly said to the Lord, it's your church. It's your promises. You watched over your word. And everything what was ordained for this period of time, you foretold it in advance. You let it be preached, and you have sent your prophet and servant. And the last message, which should reach the whole world, this message we are carrying by the commission of God. And we know that everything had to be restored and had to be brought back to the beginning. And we thank the Lord that he has taken care for it. With great pain, dear brothers and sisters, with great pain, I remember what happens in Christianity. On this day, in all churches and in all denominations, the book of Acts, chapter 2, was read today. It's Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. The founding of the New Testament church, that was what had to be taught and proclaimed. This, on the day of Pentecost, was proclaimed from a commissioned mouth. And we all know, it was Peter whom the Lord said, to you are given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. God always used men, whether prophets or whether apostles. And if we then think about that all of Christianity celebrates Pentecost, celebrates Easter, celebrates Good Friday, but bypassing what actually happened on Good Friday, bypassing what actually happened on Easter, bypassing what actually happened on the day of Pentecost. Brothers and sisters, such a pain which I felt in the recent days and weeks, I cannot tell you. Starting with me, what concerns Israel, I read it up in all the Gospels. The way of our Lord to Calvary via Gethsemane, I read it up that 44 times the high priests were mentioned, who always had to oppose something. And then 84 times the scribes are mentioned. And then the Pharisees and Sadducees, and who they were. They were reading the Torah. They were reading the Old Testament. They were singing the Psalms. And according to Luke 19, the Lord looked over Jerusalem and he wept bitterly. And he had to say, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if thou hadst known in this thy day the things which belong unto thy peace, recognizing what kind of Bible prophecy is being fulfilled now, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Oh, this hurts. Oh, this hurts. I cannot explain anyone. The Lord came to his own, and his own received him not. In the Old Testament, it was of course the high priest who once in a year with the blood of the sacrifice, he went into the Holy of Holies, laying it onto the lid of the Ark of the Covenant. In the New Testament, of course, our Lord and Savior is the high priest who went with his own blood into the heavenly Holy of Holies. To make it official, laying the blood onto the lid of the covenant. Dear brothers and sisters, and please permit me, let it be permitted. In the first 500 years, after the redemption was accomplished, the Jewish rabbis, they continued to read and read and wrote. They were writing the Mishnah, writing the Gemara, writing the Jerusalem Talmud, writing the Babylonian Talmud, everything bypassing God. Who can understand it? I cannot understand it. Brothers and sisters, and if you then look to the first 500 years, what happened in Christianity, how the several directions were forming, how the Orthodox Church was forming. Now 13 Orthodox churches are belonging to it. And then the Roman Church was forming. Yes, we go through all these years, and we're coming to the year 13, to all these years who have a special meaning for the developing of the so-called Christendom. All have their creeds, all have their dogmas, all have their traditions, but here in the Word of God, everything is once for all written down, settled. What is being taught? How shall be baptized? How the Lord's Supper should be celebrated? Everything is written down. Blessed be our God. Here in this Word, in the Divine Testament, in a testament may of course not be changed afterward. It may not be added with any kinds of words. But the testament is valid forever. And therefore, our Lord could say, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant. God made a covenant. And let me say it here clearly. We are living in this time in which God calls out from all Babylonian captivity and confusion. He leads out and He brings us back to the beginning, because thus it is written in the prophet Joel, the word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem and the teaching from Mount Zion. The same word, the original word which was laid upon the lampstand, is being preached and practiced, and it's being confirmed by God. This same word we are proclaiming today. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And so we're looking away from all these various churches and denominations. Presently, we have 350 Christian churches joined in the World Council of Churches. But the Lord has only one church, one blood-bought multitude, one bride, the bride of the Lamb. And therefore, brothers and sisters, that what God has promised in His Word, and that what He did, we must receive it by faith, accepting it. One remark to this subject. The word Babel means words of God. Words of God. And then out of Babel became Babylon. And Babylon means confusion. But God, of course, has brought back His people, bringing them back to the Word of God. And we may deepen ourselves in it. And to it, let me read from the book of Acts, chapter 1 and chapter 2, just a couple of verses to encourage us in this time to take our stand, because we know the time is very short, very short. We all know, and we know the word of prophecy, and in particular, when our Lord said, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. We thank the Lord that He has opened our eyes and that we may see it. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, we read straight how the Lord, after His resurrection, together with His disciples, He was together. And according to Luke 24, He spoke with about the kingdom of God with them. And he said, should not all these things coming to pass, what God has said through Moses and through the prophets and what is written in the Psalms, everything was fulfilled in our Redeemer, what referred to Him and what was prophesied in advance that it will take place. And here we read in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 2, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
Aufgenommen wurde. Ihnen hatte sich auch nach seinem Leiden durch
to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. We all, of course, are acquainted with the book of Acts and with that what happened. Also now, we could read on every verse. Second part, from verse 4, it is written, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. Then verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And we see how our Lord and Savior referred to Bible prophecy and to that what John proclaimed, how he went into detail. John said, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He that comes after me, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Then we read on in Acts 1, verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Everything was settled. Now comes verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praised be our Lord. After his resurrection, he proved himself to be alive. He spoke with his own. He revealed himself to them. And he gave instructions and commandments. In verse 10 we read, verse 10, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, hallelujah, praise be to God, this same Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven, bodily taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. What a mighty word. There are people who say, the Lord already came. And our Savior, of course, spoke out the admonition in the Gospels when he spoke about the end time. Beware that ye are not deceived. Just read it up. Read in the book of in Matthew, in Mark, in the Gospel of Luke. No. The deception cannot reach us because we believe as the scripture has said. A brother told me in the USA, faith is a revelation. And to whom the revelation is given about the rapture and about the return of the Lord, he has experienced it already. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to have any religious proverbs. We want God's holy word as it is written. And the Lord himself said that he will return just as he went up into heaven. Everything what happens at his return, he has let it be written down in his word so that we know precisely whether 1 Thessalonians 4, whether 1 Corinthians 15, everywhere we have the precise description what will take place when the Lord returns. And when somebody says, the Lord descends since the opening of the seals to claim his own, this is not correct at all. Since the opening of the seals, it became clear to us that the Lord has a bride on the earth, and that he, as the Lamb of God, claims his bride. And therefore the last message is of the bridegroom, the heavenly bridegroom, is addressed to the earthly bride. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And then Matthew 25, those who were ready went in with him to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. I cannot stand any false doctrine. I cannot, absolutely not, impossible. Only what God has said in his word. The Lord really gave grace. Not a single time I preached something which was not scripturally. Now, brothers and sisters, quickly coming back to that what happened on the day of Pentecost. That we are standing now before the mighty outpouring of the moving of the Spirit. This we all know. And as the New Testament church, by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, by the power of God, was revived and was set into her task, so also the New Testament church will experience her completion in a most mighty way, as it never happened before. That's how it will be. Worldwide, it will take place. And we don't have to go to Jerusalem, and not coming to Krefeld, and not to Zurich. We can remain there where we are, there where we hear God's word, the promise for this time, where we received it, where we believe the last message. And by this, we have been placed upon the side of God, so sure the last moving and working of the Spirit of God will take place worldwide. And therefore, brothers and sisters, it was really necessary that by the internet, all in all peoples and tongues, all can hear, can see and experience what foreruns the completion. Namely, as Brother Branham, really, he was commissioned by God himself. You all know this divine commission. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And brothers and sisters, I say it today very clearly in the name of the Lord. As John the Baptist in the Gospel of John in chapter 1, he referred to the scripture in Isaiah 40 verse 3. He referred to it. He was asked, "Are you Christ? No. Art thou Elijah? No. Are you that prophet who should come? No. Yeah. Who art thou?" And then, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." In the same way, Brother Branham could refer to God's holy word in the last verses of the prophet Malachi. It's of course written, "Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes." Let me say today, very clearly, the Apostle Peter, 2,000 years ago, in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 20, he had to repeat, "The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes." I cannot go here into details, but I just want to say that God has not forgotten anything. And Brother Branham could refer to Matthew 17, verse 11, where our Lord, after Moses and Elijah appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration, he could, while descending from the mountain, he could answer the question of the disciples in verse 11, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things." Thanks be to God for the leading and revelation of the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth. And as all men of God, and in particular concerning our Lord and Savior, at that time, referring to the scripture then, So we now today, we may refer to the scriptures which apply for us. What happened? The Apostle Peter, he could say, here were 120 gathered in the upper room, and suddenly there was a mighty rushing as a storm, and behold, it happened. The Holy Spirit filled all. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Just think of it. Today, we have 15 translators. On the day of Pentecost, and when the outpouring of the Spirit will finally take place in the completion, then we don't need any translator anymore. 16, 17 different nations were gathered at that time. The people came together and they said, how does it come that every one of us hears them in our own language? Persians, Elamites, who they were. One spoke in other tongues, and all the others, they understood him in their language without any interpreter. They understood what was said in the other language. The evidence of the Holy Spirit is that the said things to us in our language is being revealed to us so that we understand it. In other languages, one always needs a translation. But when God confirms His word, and when the outpouring of the Spirit takes place, then everyone will understand what the Spirit speaks in his own language. He will understand it. And I say it once again. It will really happen worldwide. That the Holy Spirit comes upon all who are part of the bride church. They will experience a mighty experience, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord, as at the founding of the church, so also now at the completion. The supernatural working of the Holy Spirit, the message we can carry, but the confirmation God Himself must give by His grace. You can all read it, what is written and what happened. Let us read from verse 14 in Acts. Chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice. Lifted up his voice. Loudly and clearly it was proclaimed. Lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. This is necessary, listening to the words of God, hearkening. These men are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Let us also read verse 20 to it. I mentioned it. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. The day has two meanings. For the believers, it's a wonderful day. The day of the return of Jesus Christ. But for all the others, the day of wrath. Then it continues in the description. What would take place and what has really happened. Most surely, we read it, what was said at the beginning. Verse 33, we read, 33, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. See and hear. Both was here. Seeing and hearing. And then we come to verse 37 and 38. To 41. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhorted the men. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. The same proclamation, the same doctrine, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Just go today from church to church, and all are baptizing in a formula, which not a single time is written and mentioned in the Bible. I cannot go here into details. The emphasis is just on that where the Spirit of God falls, where it is being heard and where it is being seen, there the divine revelation comes, namely the respect before the Word of God. And today we are proclaiming the same everlasting gospel. That God is really only one from eternity to eternity, and that he has revealed himself for our salvation as Father in heaven, and in the Son on the earth, and in us by the Holy Spirit, to give us the adoption in the Son as sons and daughters of God. It's of course the plan of salvation, the redemption plan of our God, in which we were taken into. I thank the Lord that not a single time in all of my life I baptized in every other way, but only in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. That I never proclaimed a Trinity, but the divine truth, putting it onto the lampstand. Let us say it in the summary. Brother Branham had the divine commission that the biblical message is forerunning the second coming of Christ. And we thank the Lord for it, that he brought it. And in the first seal in March 1963, Brother Branham could say, I carried the message so far as it was ordained for me from the Lord. You all know what he then also said. And especially the words, this message will cover the whole earth. Because in all peoples and tongues, the Lord has his people, his elect. This is the promise addressed to Abraham. And it remains, in thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed, all tribes, all nations. May all who are listening now, on all continents, in all colors, in all languages, may all be blessed. May it become a certainty in all of you that you are part of it, as sure as you believe the last message and as you received it and as you got it revealed, and in obedience and faith you act upon it, walking accordingly, so sure all will be part of it when the Lord returns to take us home. As we said already, he who has the bride is the bridegroom, and the bride heareth the voice of the bridegroom. We don't listen to any other voice anymore, only this one voice, and there's only one single voice which is really correct and right. And this is the voice of God. This is God's holy word. Before we have holy respect, and we received it by faith. Be blessed, all of you, at this Zurich Sunday. Once again, may the Lord make his word a reality in all of us, and then we'll be part of it. We will see and hear that the Lord will complete his work in a mighty way by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we will be part of it. As sure as I have seen the rapture, experiencing it, so sure I can give you the promise. He who believes now with all his heart, receiving with all your heart, being baptized biblically, will experience the biblical spirit baptism. God will confirm his word. That's how we read it. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ to confirm the remission of your sins. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. As sure as God called you, as sure as you answered Him, as sure as you have come, and then it comes to fulfillment, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. May God bless especially all our German-speaking brothers and sisters in Switzerland, in Austria, and here. And may God bless all in all peoples and tongues. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. We, as the true children of God, we will experience everything. That what happened on Good Friday for us, that what happened for in Easter for us, what happened on the day of Pentecost for us, everything will become a divine reality in our life of faith. To our God be the glory throughout all eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, bless worldwide in all peoples and tongues. Give revelation of your word and of your will and complete thy work and come soon. Dear Lord, we are expecting your return in our time. Blessed and praised be thy holy name. Amen.
Teures Wort, das Gott des Wunder, das Bild auf der Seligen trägt. Ich allein hab mich zum Grunde meiner Seligkeit gelegt. In dir treff ich alles ein, was du Gott mir führen kann. Du, mein höchstes Gut auf Erden, bring der Tiefe mit hinein. Lass mich täglich weiser werden und verklare hellen Schein. Bis die Seele bring der Flucht, wie sie mein Erlöser sucht. Was ich lebe,